Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Well, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. Good morning, Teddy. We look a little bit different today than the last time I saw you.
I mean, weirdly, we're not in full glam. Oh, and apparently neither of us tanned our feet, and it was really upsetting to some people on our Instagrams.
Oh, really? I look back, and our face looked really tan. We didn't do our own makeup, but our face is very tan compared to our very white, pasty body. I did my chest, but I didn't think about doing my feet. I mean, I had long pants on.
We did not think about our feet, but then once one person pointed it out, so did a couple hundred others. And then then I glanced at my feet and I was like, well, at least you know it wasn't from natural sunlight that we got our tan.
Exactly. Give us some damn credit, people. People just try to, were they like mean about it?
It was like, wake up call, ladies.
Oh, God, bite me.
I was like, listen, we're lucky we even pulled it together to get dressed and get our glam after the first four podcasts we did that day before the live show started.
Right. I don't even spray tan. So for me, it's a Sally Hansen tan on the body, which washes off. I wish they would do, maybe they do. If somebody does that, let me know. Washable spray tans where they just spray tan your body and then you get in the shower and wash it off the next day.
But the problem is then it stinks.
Maybe it's like no scent at all because it's not tanning your skin.
Tamara, maybe this is our next business venture. We can be like Giselle and Ashley, but instead of doing the G&A, we can be the twats tan. You know what? If there is a TNT tan, I love it for us.
TNT. Yeah, I think that I've been wanting that forever because spray tans don't sit well with me because I am so freckly. My Irish skin, it does not, I look splotchy and it's just not pretty. I have not found one that's pretty. If I have a base tan, it looks good. But I don't really going to want to go in the sun anymore at all.
And also after you get a spray tan, they're like, you can't get in water that's too hot or water that's too cold. So if you're going on a trip, like if you go and you get in the ocean, then all of a sudden your spray tan comes off in splotches. So I do think that this is an opportunity for us to figure out a better option. But apparently I would love to say lesson learned next time our feet will be tanned, but I doubt we will remember such a thing. I really think it'll probably be the same. I don't even think I put lotion on my legs because I was wearing pants.
Right. Ask me if I care.
You know, I don't need to ask you because I know you don't.
I don't care. Let's talk about the what else is going on? Where'd you go this weekend?
I went straight from San Francisco, where of course my flight was delayed because that's just how I get lucky.
Yeah.
To the horse show with Slate, and we just had a nice little weekend, and then we got home yesterday to Edwin, who was really father of the yearing it up with the kids, and
playing football in the house.
He always plays football in the house. Oh. And everyone's like, did he not watch the Brady Bunch movie? And I'm like, I'm sure he didn't.
Yes, he's going to break your nose.
He's break the nose or break the television screen. Guys, I know this is non-housewife related. And last night I should have been doing my due diligence and watching all of our housewife show, but I decided to watch them all this morning. And last night I became absolutely obsessed to the point where I wouldn't even go to sleep because I was watching the Griselda.
Us too. We laid in bed till I don't know what time watching it.
It is so good. It's with Sofia Vergara.
So good. You guys have to watch it. It's like a series, The Godmother. My God. Eddie started watching it. I was watching Housewife shows upstairs on my laptop. He started watching that. Then I finished and went downstairs. So I missed the first maybe episode, but I started watching it. And I'm like, oh my God. I saw on a post on Instagram, she was talking about, before I even know the show was even out there, about the cocaine that they were snorting. It was milk powder, and the cigarettes that she was nonstop smoking was a fake cigarette. And I'm like, what is she talking about? This was just yesterday. And then I started watching it that day. I'm like, oh my God, now I know what she was talking about.
Oh, I mean, she's so good in it. And it really is a must watch.
Now, is this a true story?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it's
I don't follow drug cartels, but anyways.
I do. But it's I'm sure like any scripted show, there's parts that are, you know, not 100%.
Did she have like prosthetics a little bit on her face, do you think?
Yeah, I think she had a prosthetic on her nose. It looked different. And Tam's back in Big Bear. I can't wait to hear. I can't wait to really tune in to see what happened because you filmed a lot, but we can't discuss it.
I know. I wish I could tell you, but I can't.
You can't tell me, but I did some deep diving on my Instagram.
So there was some pictures leaked. People take pictures and put it out there, but you know, a picture can tell a million stories.
A picture can tell a million stories, but can I tell a story of something that I noticed?
What?
I'm scared you're going to get a little mad at me.
What?
So I was going through and looking at our mutual friends on the Instagrams. Mm-hmm. And I saw that you don't follow Shannon anymore.
No, I don't. Can't even lie about that.
When did that happen? And how am I so late to this party? Because seriously, I was looking because actually Trishelle, is that her name? That's on Traders?
Yes.
Love her. And yes. She like commented on something. And so then I went to hers and I was going on mutuals. And then I started looking at who our mutual things were. And then I was like, Shannon Bedore should be right around here and I don't see it.
No comment.
Okay, well, let's comment on something else. Can I get the recording? Teddy was right.
About the seating chart?
Yep. All right, so we've got the released seating chart, which we've got Andy in the middle. Then on one side is Kyle, Erica, Dorit, and Anna Marie. And then the other side is Sutton, Garcelle, and Crystal.
There's also rumors that Kathy Hilton showed up.
There is rumors of that. There's been a lot of rumors surrounding this reunion, none that we can confirm or deny other than I guess we can confirm that Kathy was there because Bravo confirmed that. Now getting into this next story, which no matter which way this plays out, it is getting to the point we know a lot of information at this point, but my gut feeling is we will never see Ultimate Girls Trip.
Light of day. Never. I do. Never.
The fact that even I texted on our group chat that there was footage from Bi Wig Hello Drama from Morocco, just even seeing all the women together, I feel like those types of little leaked things will be the only version that we do see. There's a People magazine article where Carolyn Manzo claims that employees regularly ply the Real Housewives cast with alcohol, cause them to become severely intoxicated, then direct and encourage and allow them to sexually harass other cast members because that is good for ratings. Manzo claims that Bravo caused and allowed Glanville's acts of sexual harassment and assault. The filing also states that Bravo did not require Glanville to attend a sexual harassment class mandatory for all talent prior to filming. Manzo alleges that she is in a state of shock and the incident had triggered traumatic memories of her being sexually assaulted when she was 7 years old.
I did not read through the lawsuit.
I did.
What questions filed. Do you have? I don't know. I don't even really want to talk about it, but yeah, I mean, it's all, the whole thing is just insanity and I don't think we're ever going to see it.
I think we just, this is going to continue that we're going to have to wait it out and see what happens. It appears that both women are struggling with whatever happened in Morocco. And I don't think it's up to us to speculate.
No. Did it get into detail?
Yes.
Legal papers? It did.
It got into explicit detail.
Is it bad?
Yes.
Oh, no.
On what happened on the couch and then continued on in the restroom. And I don't know if any of this is true, clearly. But yeah, I would assume that. Just guessing, the reason why she, not just for the, you know, I know you said Bravo has deep pockets, but I'm guessing that Carolyn does not want any of this footage aired, and that's why it would go towards Bravo, not towards the person.
I doubt it's even towards Bravo. Is the lawsuit against Shed Media, or is it against
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I think it's against production and
all of them. It's against all of them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to take this next story because I'm going to pat myself on the back. Okay.
I know you hate doing that.
Drenna Medley says she doubts Heather Gay's Black Eye story in RHOSLC. Dorinda has taken to her radio show to point out the flaws in Heather's story. She even sought advice from a medical professional before discussing her story. I actually talked to a friend who's a doctor. If you look at the first day of her filming, she already had had the semblance of a black eye starting. Remember you and I got into a fight about this?
Yeah, we did. We did.
You did. She then quotes what her doctor friend said about the situation. You know, blood doesn't congeal that fast. If you look at her in the first episode, she had something already around her eye. I don't think it happened at all there. Dare I say that I think there's still a story?
So now, let's show a picture. Let's show a picture of her from day one of this trip. And then you guys be the judge.
Yeah, you can see there was a red mark that went around her eye. You could tell she kept like at dinner table taking her glasses off, putting them back on. It takes a while for a black eye to turn black like that.
And can you remind me, how did she get the eye patch that she then started wearing for the black eye? Do you think she like sent production out to get it? Or did one of the ladies leave it for her? I don't understand.
I don't even remember what it looked like. What was it? Do you remember?
I think it was like an evil eye.
Yes. An evil eye. I don't know, but I don't think we're ever going to get a true answer from her.
There's some holes in this story.
There's a lot of holes in this story.
Okay. And now we get to NECA on Watch What Happens Live. Something, although Ashley did not help, NECA does not fully blame Ashley for her issues with Wendy. The issues occurred prior to Ashley's misremembering. When asked who was the most dismissive to NECA at BravoCon, NECA said, Melissa Gorga wasn't very nice, but her husband Joe was amazing. She also asked when whose side she was on in the Robin and Candace feud. NECA said, it's sad these two friends can't see eye to eye, but that Candace took it a little too far on social media and some things should be discussed directly and kept offline. The last question, on a scale from 1 to 10, NECA thinks Wendy's mom has a shrine, and she said more than 10.
Well, I've never known Melissa Gorga to ever be rude. Ever had. So I may, I hate when people say that, because sometimes, like, I've had that said about me. Actually, Kate Chastain said I was rude when I met her the first time. I feel like you're being pulled in every direction at BravoCon.
And sometimes you don't necessarily know what you're doing while you're being pulled away.
Or by the way, she might not even know who she was.
But even if she doesn't know who she was, I mean, we had this happen to me at BravoCon where Ashley,
she hadn't even had their show even come out at BravoCon. And this is her first season. So sit down. I like NECA though.
I like NECA. I am slightly confused how long they've lived in that house. And I also want to know what happens at an unpacking party, because I don't want to, I'm not interested in going to anyone's unpacking party, because I don't even like unpacking my own luggage from a weekend away, let alone someone's entire house to prepare them to live there.
I think it's just an excuse to get together. I had a painting party once.
Did you paint?
Didn't go over very well.
Heather DeBrow
wasn't very happy about that. She actually hired two guys to come. They knocked on the door and they started painting.
Well, this is a reminder, you guys. We start recapping Real Housewives of Orange County season 2 very soon. So make sure that you subscribe to our flashback episodes, because we're going to be going.
Can't we just skip on to the good part? Season 3.
You mean when you arrive?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Real Housewives of Potomac recap coming right on up. It starts with Giselle and Ashley starting an athleisure line together, GNA. Ashley says Michael was the breadwinner, so she let her financial life go and relied on him. She needs to make her own money now. And I hope that the company is successful. But all I do know for certain is one thing I know I definitely don't want is velour anywhere near
I know.
My sweaty body.
I know.
I feel like we heard more about sweaty vaginas this episode than we've ever heard about sweaty vaginas. And we talk about vaginas a good amount. Hold on. What did Neka say about Karen when she called her like elderly? Like, I'm not used to the elderly.
She said senior citizen.
Senior citizen, but she used a different word. Like it was a longer word. That's your chair is giving me senior citizen vibes.
No, this is a nice.
No, but just the fact that it's a lazy boy.
Yeah.
I love a lazy boy. Okay. And then we get right along into the salt room.
You ever been in a salt room?
I have, but not one that's that big with two outdoor chairs.
Well, mine had an outdoor chair and I think sand on the ground and salt on the walls. Yeah.
I've only been to one like at a Korean spa where you go like into it, like you get your body scrubbed, then you get your massage, then you lay in the salt room, then you get in the cold plunge and the hot thing. But like we laid like pretty much on the salt with like a thin little. So who knows?
Yeah.
But no. It did seem relaxing. But what did we learn in there, Tam?
What did we learn in there? That Mia was a stripper?
I mean, I think we knew Mia was a stripper, but that she had filed for divorce over a year ago, or she was starting to hire somebody to file for divorce. But then Robin says the one time Karen opened her phone at the beginning of the times that they met.
Okay, I'm guilty of this. You know why I'm guilty of this? Because I can't see very well. And so when somebody posts a picture on Instagram, if I don't have my glasses on, I screenshot and then I kind of zoom in to see. So I could see that happening. And she probably just I don't always delete mine.
Well, then they kind of take us back to when they were all on the trip last year. And Karen brings up that the woman that Juan's allegedly having an affair with looks like her. And then they showed that same sketch. And all I kept thinking was, is whoever did that sketch getting residuals? Because now we have seen this sketch of this woman that kind of looks like Karen at least 25 times.
Well, who do you think did this sketch? Is it somebody in production or was it?
I think what it actually is just a picture of Karen. And then, you know how when you take a picture and then you like blur it out and you make it just lines. That's what I think it actually was. Mm. But who knows?
Well, how about Robin saying her issue with Juan, it's not with each other.
Or that they don't like Mia. I love Mia this season. I can't help it. I love her. She's asking the questions, but not in a mean way. Like she's like, well, do you think maybe you guys should start therapy? And she's like, no, we're good.
No, our problem isn't with each other. No, clearly it's with other people.
Yeah, it's with everybody else and the way he talks to you. But I mean, I do love Robin, but I do think what's happening at this point is Robin's like, Our marriage, we've known each other for 1 jillion years. It's not going to change. We've always treated each other this way. I'm fine with it this way. I just want all of you guys to be fine with it. And yeah, there are people in relationships like that.
I think that Mia was definitely asking all the right questions. She's really good at getting the answers. I don't know. Maybe she should start hosting the reunion.
I mean, she's really good. But then we get to Wendy and Happy Eddie going out for lunch. Wendy says she never wants sex to become a routine. Eddie says that she would have to stop working if that happens. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not getting the vibe that they always have the most spontaneous sex ever.
You never know.
But Wendy saying that her husband's new business venture is the devil's lettuce is not really doing him any favors. But then she says that she likes it. So I was confused.
I used that word on the show years ago, devil's lettuce.
I've never heard it. And I'm what just, were you talking about I'm, when you said it?
Marijuana. We were talking about getting into the cannabis business. This was like, God, I think it was at Ava's birthday party. It was probably 6 years ago. And here we are 5 years later. I'm just a trendsetter, Teddy.
Yeah, you really are. You really are. But I also want to know what the chances are that Charisse was just sitting at her window waiting to see when the camera crew was going to arrive at NECA's.
I know, right?
In full glam.
Full glam, mic'd up. Oh, I didn't know you were going to be over here.
Oh, but I brought you the biggest bouquet of flowers that ever existed, a bottle of champagne or tequila or whatever it may have been, and I've never looked better. But it's random seeing you here. I didn't hear from anyone from production. I just showed up.
Hey, I'm just wondering, do you want to go to Idaho, Iowa, and go see like my relatives and the house from the 1920s?
I was gonna say, if I could be there in less than 4.5 hours in a Sprinter van, I would possibly say yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm like, why are we watching this?
But that is a long ass time
to be in a Sprinter van. That's like from me driving to Vegas.
Yeah, that is too long. But I
love that Karen actually pulled the names who she wanted out of a hat.
You believe that shit? Really?
I don't believe it. And I'm also a little bit confused about this insurance policy.
Well, because last episode she said she just doesn't trust all the women not getting into arguments and they could only insure 4 people or something like that and blah, blah, blah.
But she has homeowners insurance, right? The production.
I don't know how this works. I don't have any places in Surrey County.
Production companies have insurance as well. So it just doesn't, I just don't understand where this is coming from.
I don't know either. I think it was her way of, I could be wrong, but being a little shady.
Oh, Karen? No.
No, I know.
Not
I know.
Karen.
But, not Karen. But
how do you feel about Giselle not attending?
I think that it is impossible for this show to move forward if everybody is going to be so righteous about everything and not try to reconcile some of the differences. Especially, here's the thing. Drink your water, your Celsius, whatever you're having. If Giselle and Karen were in a really bad place, I could maybe understand. But she's like in the best place she's been with Giselle for a very long time. Last episode, their kids and them all went out to lunch together. So she's in a good place, with Karen. Yeah. So it's getting to the point where all of these women need to have a couple of seats. And if Miami can figure out a way to move on and all film together, so should Potomac.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually
in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So Wendy, Candace, and Ashley said yes. Giselle said no. Every episode of Potomac has been somebody not wanting to move forward or attending a group event, which to me means people are going to get fired.
It means they
can't work together. They're going to have to do a cash shakeup. Like, why would you do this?
And then, I mean, kudos to NECA, because NECA, even in getting invited second string invitation, which what did NECA ever even do to Karen? And then Wendy just not even like acknowledging NECA's presence in the sprinter when NECA's trying to invite her to the thing. It's just all of it's too much.
I know. Then you have Mia that's like, I can't get past the original invite. And Karen's text, Mia, you need to.
Karen's like, I'm going to produce this show and create my own without all of you ladies if you don't figure it out. But yeah, it's just one person after another. And it's making it very stale.
It's making it very hard to even watch. When a cast stops inviting each other to events, that is a recipe for a shakeup.
And something else I don't fully understand is when you know you're going to sit in the car for a lot of hours and then you're going to get to the location and you're going to, need to plow or pick weeds or what was it that they were doing?
They were raking.
Raking. Why you would dress in a fancy outfit to sit in a sprinter van? Like, why not just come and
I know. I mean, I would wear sweats every day if I could.
Yeah, like that is bananas to me. And then NECA, but NECA was good this episode when there's talking about how all the women, half the women turned down the invite from Karen. NECA did say, well, I mean, you did say the second version of the invite. Like, I did feel like it wasn't the nicest thing or the way it happened. And Karen took accountability. She said, I'm going to take an L on this one. Like, it's a loss.
It's a loss. Well, I don't know. This whole scene just wasn't for me. I'm sorry.
But I mean,
NECA did say that Karen is a senior citizen. That's what she called her.
But at this point, we need Karen because she is the Elmer glue holding everyone together, because it's no one else is trying.
It's weird. It's like watching different shows. I don't know. It's not good.
And then
get it together, girls.
Then they finally arrive to Surrey County, where I cannot help myself, but the entire road trip, I just feel like Wendy is acting. It really makes me. Like the over the top laughing, the and like such a big reaction to everything. I'm like, I guess this is the sad thing is the best part of this episode was the Surrey gas prices, because it was $2 a gallon.
Huh? Where is Surrey? Is that in?
Why are you wanting to move for the gas?
No,
that's really all we've got in regards to Potomac. But we're sorry.
That's all we got.
We're sorry. This is all we've got to give in regards to this episode. Until the ladies are willing to give more, that is all we've got. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in a couple of days to talk about Beverly Hills and Miami, which hopefully will give us more content than this current episode. We are very sorry to disappoint.
Yes.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection, queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.